Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 10 of Better and New and Living Way. This part is about saints who sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16, Jesus is our great priest. Jesus, the Son of God, helps us as God's most important priest. He is our great priest who has gone up into heaven. We say that we believe in him, so we must continue to show people that we trust him. Jesus, our great priest, understands us. He knows how weak we are. He knows that we sometimes want to do wrong things. The devil try to make him do all those same kinds of wrong things, but Jesus never did anything wrong. So we should come near to God, and we should not be afraid. God is our King. We can ask him to help us when we need help. We know that he will forgive us, and he will be kind to us in whatever way we need. Hallelujah, amen. And it is true. And we have seen what Jesus has, Jesus' action during his visible revelation, how he restored and saved as many as possible from slavery and from bad things, and restored them to the kingdom of God. Make a lot of miracles and save a lot of people from demons, from bad spirits, and from bad people. And we must also learn, and we must also do the same as the Jesus. Exodus chapter 32, the gold calf, and it is when Moses, it's about when Moses had a meeting with Holy Father, who gave Moses commandments and made Moses understand them and learn and teach his people. But during these days, the people became tired and started to complain, and made Aaron on their side, and they make a gold calf as symbol as God. They gathered all the golds from their ear, from their neck, necklace, and whatever gold they carried. They gathered and put it on the fire, and suddenly from that fire it appeared a calf, symbol, and they told that it is their God. They started to sing and dance and do wrong things. Holy Father urged Moses to go back to the mountain to save as many as possible. Moses hurried back carrying two flat stones on which Holy Father wrote the commandments. When he saw how the people committed sin, he cast the flat stones, which broke the mountain in two, and a lot of sinners fell down and died, while the rest very quick repented and fell on knees for forgiveness. God punishes the people when Moses saved many of people. He told to those sinners that those people who are with God and with him, they must come to him, and a lot of levities, all the levities came to Moses and repent and ask for forgiveness, and a few others stayed there, and Moses knew that the Holy Father is going to be angry and punish them, and Moses talked with Father to and ask for forgiveness and give them another opportunity to repent and confess their sin. And God also told Moses that he must take care of those people who are in his side now and learn them quickly everything God has learned him. Hallelujah, amen. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1, every leader of God's priest comes from among the people. That special priest work is to serve God on behalf of God's people. He offers gifts and sacrifices to God so that God will forgive the people's sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Then in this part, God talked with us in New Covenant, Jesus is the high priest and how he serve us and let us serve God as the same way that Jesus was humble and is humble and serve us. And God will also that we serve God and serve people without any condition and learn from Jesus to serve and do not be served. Psalm chapter 2 verse 7, I will tell you that the Lord has promised to me his king. He said to me, you are my son. Yes, today I have become your father. Hallelujah, amen. Then God in Old Covenant talk with David about Jesus, somebody in David's ancestor who is going to be king, and he is God's son. Psalm chapter 7, God always does what is right. I read, Lord, my God, I come to you to keep me safe. Please save me from all those people who want to catch me. If you do not keep me safe, my enemies will tear me into pieces. They will attack me like lions do, and nobody will be able to save me. Lord, my God, if I have done a wrong thing, then let my enemies chase me and catch me. If I have done a bad thing against a friend, let my enemies catch me. If I have helped a friend's enemy to attack me, let my enemies catch me. If I am guilty of any of these things, let my enemies knock me down to the ground. They should leave me there so that I lie as a dead person in the dirt. But Lord, now do something. Wake up and help me. Show how angry you are against my enemies. Punish them in the way that you know is right. Bring together the people of all nations to stand in front of you. Rule over them from high above. You, Lord, judge the people of all nations. Lord, Most High God, say that I am not guilty. Truly, I am righteous and honest. Stop wicked people from doing evil things. Keep your own people safe. You always do what is right, and you know how we think and feel. No. The Most High God is like a shield to keep me safe. He takes care of good, honest people. God is a judge who is fair. Every day, he is angry against wicked people. If they do not change the way that they live, God will prepare to punish them. He will make his sword sharp, and he will put an arrow in his bow. He will prepare his dangerous weapons. He is ready to shoot his arrows that burn with fire. Look, wicked people prepare to do evil things. They want to cause trouble. Like a pregnant woman what starts inside them comes out into the open. They give birth to lies that deceive people. Wicked people want to hurt people. They are digging a deep hole for people to fall into, but they fall into the hole themselves. The ideas that they have to hurt other people bring trouble on themselves. They want to be cruel to other people, but they themselves receive the pain. So I will thank the Lord because He does what is right. The Lord is the Most High God, so I will sing to praise His name. Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 12, verse 27. Now I have trouble in my mind. What will I say? I might say, Father, save me from this time of trouble. But this difficult time is the purpose for which I came to the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Then Jesus also prayed, and he find himself in trouble. Even he was strong and had strength from the God, but sometimes he became tired to see a lot of bad things around himself, and he asked for strength. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, Jesus went a short way beyond them. He went down with his face on the ground. He prayed, Father, if it is possible, please save me from this time of great pain. But Father, I do not ask you to do what I want. Do what you want to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we must also learn from this prayer that we must also learn and tell Jesus and God, Heavenly Father God and Jesus, we will that you do your will and let us be a part of your will and that great blessing. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, Jesus, our great priest, understand us. He knows how weak we are. He knows that we sometimes want to do wrong things. The devil tried to make him do all those same kinds of wrong things, but Jesus never did anything wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. When we read the Bible, we know that everything Jesus did was pure and contained love. Even he talked with the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders who were extremely his enemies. But when he talked with them, he learned them, and he talked with a love, and you could find the love in his communication, that he cared about people. He tried to correct them. He tried to make them wake up, but most of them was asleep, and they will stay and strong in their idea, and that is because God also make them blind and deaf that they cannot understand. Then when you do a good thing, God support you, protect you, and when your enemies try to abuse you for their purpose, God make them deaf and blind that they cannot see or hear. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus and God, peace be with you. See you in next part.